This is episode 1755. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you give yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to explore a cleansing breathing technique. And this is not so much a physically cleansing breath. There are meditation techniques that physically are cleansing. This is a mentally and emotionally cleansing breath. And this is a breathing technique for you if you suffer from addiction or any kind of bad habits. And you can do this breathing technique to help prep yourself for better lifestyle habits when you begin to feel as though you are leaning towards your craving or your dependency on anything, really, even a relationship. You can do this breathing technique to help you halt. Now, let me explain a little bit about HALT. HALT is an acronym that can help you manage your cravings before they even begin. And as we continue with our managing addiction and bad habit series, you are also learning how to prevent addictions and bad lifestyle habits from seeping into your life. As I've mentioned throughout this series, no one starts off thinking, yeah, I think I'll become a full-blown addict, or I think that I'll start becoming addicted to this person, or addicted to exercise or chocolate or whatever it may be. We start out innocently enough, but it's the lifestyle you lead that can contribute to your addictions. So you recover from addictions and bad habits by creating a new life where it's easier not to use a substance or to do whatever it is that's addictive or a bad habit for you. If you don't create this new life, then according to the article that I'm reading about addictions and recovery from the addictionsandrecovery.org website, if you don't create a brand new life, then in this article it says all the factors that brought you to your addiction will eventually catch up with you again. Now, you don't have to change every single thing about your life, but there will be some things and some behaviors that lead you onto the path of addiction. And the more you try to hold on to your old life in any way when you are in recovery, the less successful you'll be at managing or overcoming an addiction or bad habit. So that's where this HALT acronym comes into play. So HALT is a common high-risk situation that is expressed by this acronym. The first one is to avoid the high-risk situation of being hungry. You know how when you are hungry, you grab whatever you need, whatever is at hand. You seem to lose all your reason. So if you have to keep snacks with you or eat frequently throughout the day, make sure that you do this, because research shows that when you don't take care of your hunger needs, as well as I'll mention, although it's not part of this acronym, but I know from doing other research that it's important not to be thirsty. You need to hydrate. So hunger and hydration. Make sure that you are feeling satiated, and this will help prevent you from being in a high-risk situation. And I read where if you are hungry at night, so make sure that you eat dinner or eat something so you feel full at night, because this is when cravings most often occur, is in the evening. So then the A part of the acronym is to avoid anger that can make you high risk. Anger is fear. So if you have a tendency to read some of the popular news out there, stay away from those sources. Those are fear-induced mega sites. So stay away from those bad news sources. Stay away from people who talk about really agitating things and get you all fired up. And stay away from situations that are likely to cause you anger. You don't have to do this forever, but until you're feeling a little stronger, stay around people and places that are calm. Read calm books and calm news. Watch calming movies. This will help keep you out of the high risk path. And now the L in HALT represents lonely. And this is a really important one. Make sure that you get outside every single day and have some kind of meaningful connection. And this doesn't necessarily have to be with someone you know well. It could be with a stranger who could turn into a friend, or just the cheery face that reassures you that all is well in the world. Those people who seem to help restore your faith in humanity. Make sure you pass those people every day. There's a macaroon shop where I often go to work. I take my laptop and work in there. And it's a family who immigrated to the United States from France. And they are so excited. And the whole family works at the macaroon shop together. They have two teenage children, a girl and a boy. And they are just having all kinds of immigration issues and trouble, but they are so excited and love what they are doing. And these people just brighten my day. So I started spending time there, and I love macaroons, but really they brought me in the door and I have become friends with them. So you never know who your friends will become. I used to go to a Starbucks or Panera Bread because those were the places near me. And I used to become so agitated by the conversations around me and the sticky tables. And there was just no care in those places. And so the macaroon shop is a perfect place for me. They have Wi-Fi. I sit down and I work all afternoon at their place sometimes. So if you have a serious addiction, join a 12-step group. Those groups are proven to help people. They have a long track record, but make sure that when you go to your 12-step group, if you have a more serious substance addiction, that the people resonate with you, because there are many 12-step groups. Sometimes you can be in a group that's really a downer, where people are really down on themselves. Make sure you go to a group where people are hopeful. They're feeling like they're making some progress and they see hope in their life. So take yourself out of the high-risk situation of feeling lonely. Even if you just go to the grocery store for the day, pick out your vegetables, smile and nod at people, and maybe talk to the grocer about where their vegetables came from, you will feel better. Human connection is one of the main reasons why people in the blue zones of the world, those areas where people have longevity, one of the common threads of their longevity, meaning they weren't just old and struggling along, but they were old and vital. They had this connection with other people. So the final letter of the acronym is T. That is tired. Avoid the high-risk situation of feeling tired. Make sure you get lots of sleep, and that can be hard if you're stressed and managing an addiction, but do something relaxing such as meditation. This will help you to feel more relaxed. Many reasons why people fall into an addiction or a bad habit is because of that need to feel like they're escaping or relaxing or rewarding themselves. So pay attention to how you relax. And you are on your way to relaxing now as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate. Know that, as always, our full guided half-hour meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try 2 weeks, absolutely free access to the full library of more than 1,700 guided meditations, which include a weekly journal customized for that week's series, as well as a slowdown guide with each day's technique. Every technique I share with you this week is on that guide. It's like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips. You can do one of those techniques as a way to halt, as a way to manage your hunger, to encourage yourself to eat, to feel less angry, to feel less lonely, and to sleep better so you're not tired. So as you settle yourself down and meditate, your technique for today is a breathing technique. It's simple and easy to do, and it goes like this. So get ready to do it as you meditate. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, when you inhale, give yourself a cleansing breath as you inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward. Feel as though your breath is touching the point between your eyebrows. This is where I encourage you to keep your eyes uplifted when you meditate, because this keeps your thoughts uplifted. And as you exhale, feel a sense of peace and calm wash over you. This is the calming, cleansing breath. Inhale, cleanse. Exhale, calm. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.